I guess, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of We Watch Shudder. It's Earth Day. Hooray, Earth. My name is JD. Who's here with me?
It's Michelle, and I refuse to match your energy.
Well, my own energy is my own damn fault, Michelle, and you and I both know this. Even though you're complicit simply by your presence, but
I went, that sounds fine. I don't have an opinion, and you know what? That's on me.
Some of you keep an eye on the website. You know what we're talking. So we've been doing all these fun things relating to holidays and stuff as we've gone through the last several months. And we could have very easily done like a stoner horror 420 kind of thing, but I thought it would be fun to do some sort of horror bonus episode for Earth Day. And then I said, what can we do for Earth Day? And I saw an ad for that new remake of The Toxic Avenger with Peter Dinklage, and I thought, oh, you know what's interesting? JD, who has seen a whole bunch of horror movies, and I believe also Michelle, who has seen a whole bunch of horror movies, neither one of us had ever seen any of the Toxic Avenger films. Am I not correct, Michelle?
You're correct. I've seen parts of each.
Yeah,
but not
I've seen
sat
clips
down,
here
watched
and there,
the whole
but I've,
thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I said, hey, Michelle, why don't we do the original Toxic Avenger for Earth Day? It'll be fun. We've never seen it.
Yeah, and I said,
and
yeah,
then,
that does sound kind of fun.
Yeah, Michelle said, this is a good idea. And then the bad thing happened. This is where we went completely awry. Because I said to Michelle, hey, you know how you've also been, like, watching all of the entries in a given franchise every month as just, like, a thing? Why don't we watch all four Toxic Avenger films for Earth Day?
And Michelle said, like an idiot, said, yeah, sure.
I suppose.
Yeah.
If you can't tell, this was a terrible decision on our part. I'm going to struggle a lot to keep this to it just wasn't for me throughout a good portion of this episode. It's not all bad. Calm down, Toxic Avenger nerds. I know you're out there. Some of you are listening. Calm down. Go back to Tromaville. It'll be fine. But,
or Amortville. One of us watched the fourth movie and knows what that is.
One of us watched 2 minutes of the fourth movie and Lloyd Kaufman can go fuck himself. Anyway, we're talking about the Toxic Avenger film franchise. How do we want to do? We don't want to. Are we gonna rate this as a whole, or are we gonna do it movie by movie? How do you want to do this?
Well, that's difficult because
I
want to
do this
I
in the least time-consuming way possible. There was only one. I enjoyed one of them. I bet you could guess which one it is.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, because that's the only one that's. Anyway,
that was not my favorite one.
Wow, really?
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me because your taste is often questionable, but okay. Well, here we are. We're talking about Toxic Avenger 1 through 4. If you've never seen the Toxic Avenger films, let me kind of try and summarize this for you. It's a superhero thing, right? It's a parody of a superhero, and it's centered around that idea that New Jersey is well known as being like a toxic waste dump state. It has more toxic waste dump sites than any other state in the country. And it's, you know, it's become like a stereotype, a joke about New Jersey, right? It's like New Jersey, the toxic waste dump. And so Toxic Avenger is a parody superhero. It's kind of like a cross between the Incredible Hulk and Swamp Thing with a little bit of Charles Atlas and the 98-pound weakling. Michelle, do you know Charles Atlas? Are you familiar with Charles Atlas?
Is he the guy who held up the world?
No, that's a different Atlas. Charles Atlas was a fitness guy, and in comic books back in the day, and that's why it's so important to note, is it was in a lot of comic books, Charles Atlas had this this ad for his fitness program that he would put. It was about how I used to be a 98-pound weakling, and bullies on the beach would kick sand in my face. And then I started exercising, and I started doing all this, and now I'm big and strong. So it's a little bit of that as well. You know, you're not. So it's little Swamp Thing, little Incredible Hulk, except again, it's toxic waste instead of gamma radiation. And then so that's the whole thing, is he's it's campy, it's funny. I don't even know where to take it from here, Michelle. You might be better at this than I am. Do you want to try summarizing what this nonsense is all about? I think landed the first one pretty well.
Yeah.
This is
think
the spoiler free part, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. It is.
I'm so
JD does not want to do this episode.
I did this to myself. If we had, mm-hmm. If we had stopped at just, let's talk about the original Toxic Avenger, this would be fine. But now I force myself, I ended up making Michelle watch four movies. I watched three movies and then 2 minutes of a fourth movie and said, fuck you, Lloyd Kaufman. And I'll say it a few more times before we're done. And now it's 2 o'clock in the morning because the fucking guy who was supposed to replace me at work didn't show up for like an hour and a half after he was supposed to be there. And now I'm recording a cranky ass episode. I'm over-caffeinated. I'm understoned. I'm talking about the goddamn Toxic Avenger. Fucking Lloyd Kaufman. Please, Michelle, save us.
Trauma Films, founded by Lloyd Kaufman after he graduated one of those
and
big
Michael
prestige
Hirsch.
And the other guy, and they went to Yale, I think it was, and then Lloyd Kaufman was sociology or something like that, and then he went, nah, I'm going to make films, and then they made some films, but the Toxic Avenger is the one that really popped off, and people wanted more, and now he just specializes in making B-movie horror comedy films. That is his entire wheelhouse.
Calling Trauma Films B-movies is a disgusting insult to B-movies everywhere. Trauma is a Z production facility if there ever was one.
They are B-movie production levels, but they definitely try to be Z movies in a hilarious way. That is what their whole gimmick is.
We're going to argue in this episode. Whether or not
JD
they're hilarious is...
Here's what I know for sure. There's a reason for it.
We'll talk about it when we get there, but some of this is just... Some of this I just thought was stupid, and then some of it becomes fucking repellent.
Should we get to our spoiler-free thoughts?
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay, you give yours first, because you're being very vocal about them.
Fucking movies.
That's your spoiler-free thoughts?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I summarized it all. It's like, I thought the first one is okay. I get what people were excited about over it. I laughed a couple of times. It's a movie that I'm glad I did finally see. I thought the guy who plays the dude
Melvin?
Who becomes the the guy who played Melvin. I don't know where they found this dude, but the magic he works with his face in those early, he looks straight out of Mad Magazine, right? Like, straight out of a goddamn comic book. It doesn't seem like a real person's face. Like, how is it possible that that's a real person's face? And he's so expressive, and he sells it so well. And some of the humor and some of the... I like the Toxic Avenger and Sarah relationship in the first one. And then from there, it just becomes... Like, the next two are just like, oh, what a slog. And then the fourth one is repellent, and that's my spoiler-free thoughts. If I had to score the movies individually, I would give The Toxic Avenger like a 3.5 out of 5. I would give The Toxic Avenger 2 and The Toxic Avenger 3 Last Temptation of Toxie. I don't know if I should give them scores independently or united, because it was supposed to be one movie, and then they ended up shooting so much shit, they were like, oh, we can't make this one movie. And then instead of doing the smart thing where you trim out all of you keep just the best stuff and make a awesome fucking badass movie, they were like, no, let's go film another fucking hour of nonsense chop this up into two films. They beat Lord of the Rings, or rather The Hobbit, excuse me, Lord of the Rings films. There are three of them because there's three books. Fucking, why are there three Hobbit movies, Michelle? What the fuck? Why are there two Twilight movies for the last book? Why are there two Harry Potter movies? You see what I'm saying? Fucking Lloyd Kaufman did it in 89, and that should have told all these people that it was a fucking terrible idea. Those movies are just a boring, dull slog, and I would give them each individually or combined maybe a 1.5 skulls. I can't fairly rank The Toxic Avenger 4 Citizen Toxie because I didn't watch anything but the first 2 minutes. Rated by the first 2 minutes is a fucking zero skull pile of trash, and I don't even really want to talk about it too much anymore. But we got an episode to do, so now you do your spoiler-free thoughts, Michelle, and then I'll fucking ramble again.
You're going to be so mad at my thoughts. Okay, so it's hard to rate comedy because, I have a lot of favorite comedy movies, but I have very few comedy movies that I would say are a 5. Like, they just usually, they make you laugh or they don't, and that's how you rate them. I get what the first one was doing. I get why it has a following. It's not for me, but like the production level and the practical effects were way better than I expected them to be. It's just the comedy didn't do it for me. There were definitely some things where I went, ha ha ha, that's pretty good, but it's not for me. Nothing against it, really. I am going to go with a 2 in the not for me category. Part 2 and part 3, I remember part 2. Like you said, it became two parts of part 2, and it was part 2 and part 3. I don't remember a single thing from part 3. I just wrote on my page when I was writing notes, I got a little ways into part 2 and then just wrote in gigantic letters on my notebook, I am not having fun. And then I stopped taking notes. So 2 and 3, I'm going to go 1 with those. And again, this is based on how we feel enjoyment wise, not any objective way to rate them.
Right. It's our experience of the film, not an evaluation of the quality of the film.
Yeah.
It's how well it worked for us.
Yeah. And here's where JD is going to be mad, because the fourth one he did not watch after a very offensive opening. And I thought that was the best out of the four. And that one would get a 2.5.
We'll never know from my perspective because I'm not going to watch any of the rest of it when that's what you give me in the first 2 minutes. Lloyd Kaufman can go fuck himself.
It was also 24 years ago, though. I would have found that hilarious in the year 2000.
And I would have been completely wrong.
Yep. Yeah, I know that now.
Yeah.
But 24 years ago, we did not have Facebook to tell us.
Well, I guess what I'm telling you is if Lloyd Kaufman didn't want me to think he was a fucking asshole, he should have got his movie to me before 2024.
You know what? That's fair. That's actually a pretty good thing.
God damn it. Just what a fucking...
Let's get into spoiler territory.
Yeah.
Do you want me to try to do a recap of all four films?
Do you want to try to do a recap of all four films?
I wrote out my bullet points because I was not going to try to do this from memory. So sure. I just have some quick bullet points.
All right. Have at it. I'll try to get medicated enough to get through the rest of this without popping a gasket.
Oh, I know. Okay, so here are my notes. The Toxic Avenger, 1984. Melvin Ferd, Junko 3. Janitor, scrawny, he love mop. Tries to fuck a sheep. Jumps out window into toxic sludge. Beats up some criminals. Mom too scared of him. Builds home in junkyard. Saves a blind lady from some criminals. They fall in love. Beats up bullies from the gym. Mayor and National Guard are going to kill him, but the citizens say no. Toxic Avenger Part 2, 1989. A delivery man delivers a bomb to the Toxic Avenger through his blind girlfriend, Claire. Toxie's psychologist tells him to go to Japan to look for his dad for some reason. They find Toxie's father, but there's cocaine in a fish and he's not really his dad. Learns sumo, goes back home. The Toxic Avenger Part 3, The Last Temptation of Toxie, 1989. I just wrote a bunch of question marks because I didn't take any notes. And I entered like a fugue state. I remember nothing from 3. I can't tell you. Watching all 4 in a day is where this goes terribly wrong.
Here's what happens in part 3, The Last Temptation of Toxie. Is a continuation of the story with the evil corporation from Toxic Avenger Part 2. And it turns out the boss of that corporation is actually literally the devil himself, and Toxie has to fight the devil in a weird, like, multi-level video game style, stage by stage fight, and he beats the devil and saves the day, and almost loses his soul because he ends up working for the company. Because he cleaned up so much crime, there's no more crime to clean up, and there's no work for him to do. So he got a job to feel like he had a purpose. Somehow he ended up working for the bad guys and sold his soul to the devil. It's dumb.
It's wild.
I haven't said that straight out about a movie in a long time. It's fucking dumb.
It's wild that the description of beating the devil in a video game in order to save his soul is how a second movie that I watched in the last week ended. I can't believe that's the case. That's such a vague statement that defines both of them.
Yeah,
okay.
But did you even actually watch this one, really, when you think about it, if you don't have any memory of what happened?
Maybe I didn't, but, like, I hit play.
I understand.
I don't know.
I barely, like, if you want to ask me any details about it beyond what I just gave you, I got nothing.
Okay,
like this, this was just a movie that was on while I was awake around it.
That's kind of how I was, too. I think I was just hovering and there in limbo. And then Citizen Toxie, the Toxic Avenger for 2000. The Diaper Mafia holds a school of special children hostage. That is the name of the school for very special children. The Toxic Avenger kills them, but the leader has a bomb to blow up the school. Toxie runs home to impregnate his wife. The bomb explodes inside Lardass, Toxie's sidekick, and it causes him to swap places with the Noxious Offender, a.k.a. Noxie, from Amartville. And then he Wizard of Oz's his way back home by doing a There's No Place Like Traumaville, and he goes and kills Noxie. And he's back home now. That's
yeah.
Very fun.
Oh, is
yep.
it? Yeah.
Yep.
It's the one where the literal opening scene of the movie is a bunch of fucking assholes sitting around in a classroom making obnoxiously disgusting, stereotypically offensive caricature portrayals of people with developmental issues. Not a single one of them an actual person with anything wrong with them at all. I shouldn't even say it like that. Anything wrong with them. That's not even how I want to say it, and I feel like a dick for saying it that way. I saw the first two. I couldn't do it. I have known and been around far too many people that this movie was actively mocking, and I don't care if it's fucking 2024 or 2004 or 1984. They can go fuck themselves, and I'm not going to watch the rest of their movie. And I turned it off, and I sent Michelle a message, and I said, look, I got 2 minutes into this movie, and I told her it could go fuck itself. I'm not going to watch it. You don't have to watch it if you don't want to watch it. And to her credit, we said we were going to do this episode for the franchise, and she said, God damn it, I'm a woman of my word. And she did watch it, and... I certainly won't hold it against you that it's because I can't say I didn't watch the whole thing. The fact that I sort of skimmed along. If you watch a movie on most streaming places, if you have the time bar up and you sort of hover over it, it'll give you like preview frames of what you're. And I skimmed through it. There's way too many things where it was like, oh, they're just going to keep pushing this gross caricature through this entire fucking movie. And I was just, there's no way I was going to do it. Like, and it's a weird dichotomy, right? Because like I talk about how I actually enjoyed the first one. And one of the big, like one of the major plot points of the first movie is it's about this gang of people who get off on just mowing people down with their fucking car. They like talk about like running down children and like they murder kids in this movie. And yeah, it's certainly not going to be for everybody. And this is also why, like, fine, if this is a movie that you found enjoyable, I can't hold, like, I certainly know you personally well enough to trust that you enjoy it for it, like, in spite of its awfulness, but it makes me very suspicious of anybody who's like, oh, that movie's fucking great. And I'm immediately like, really? Really? The movie that, like, and even to, like, had I seen that, you're right, had I seen this in 2004 when it was new, I probably would have thought it was fucking hilarious too. But I was a stupid fucking piece of shit. And seeing this movie in 2024 was absolutely the wrong fucking time. Like, it was the wrong time to the extent that I'm like, how did anybody ever decide that, like, in this era, how are they going to get away with remaking this property, right? Like, this shit is all going to come up when that movie starts coming around. Like, people are going to go back and be like, oh, we're celebrating this thing. This guy, Peter Dinklage, of all people, is in a franchise that a big portion of it is rooted in just belittling and like marginalized groups. That's real fucking interesting. You know, maybe your new movie doesn't, but it's rooted in that tradition. And it's just, I was so fucking bothered by it. It's like, It's typical what Troma became. So I guess this is my rant about fucking Troma, because Troma has a lot of devotees, and a lot of the stuff they've done is just not shit that I'm interested in. But it's fucking fourth grade toilet humor. It's pushing buttons and being gross and offensive just to do it. And it's just the most infantile fucking hack job, low-hanging fruit bullshit. And I don't know how people like it. I just don't. It makes me upset.
What? Does it? I couldn't tell.
Fuck you, Lloyd Kaufman. Also, hilarious that the king of, oh, everything we do is independent. Fuck the major studios. The minute a remotely major studio funded production started throwing money at him, he fucking caved like a fucking belt, buckled like a belt, caved. I don't even fucking know what I'm saying right now. Michelle, talk.
Sure. All of the stuff that you hated within the first 2 minutes continues to a lesser degree in the rest of the movie. You would not have liked it. You made the right choice not to watch it and subject yourself to that. I am much better at turning my brain off to a thing that I don't like. And being like, well, okay, I was 10 years old when this movie was made. It's different. We'll just like breathe a little bit through that part. And the things, I mean, that's not even like the most offensive thing in here. The holiday that they're celebrating is Take a Mexican to Lunch Day. And then there's Ron Jeremy is like a big part of this. And that man, oh, he did not age well. But there's good practical effects. There's some really good practical effects. And there's other heroes named the Vibrator, Dolphin Man, Bull Cowboy, Master Bader, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD.
Sergeant Kabuki like Man them. Has his own film series.
Yes, I've seen those. Well, I haven't seen the movies. I've heard of them. But I really like Dolphin Man. He's just half dolphin, half man. And then there's a really good quote where Sergeant Kabuki is trying to say that Noxie, who he thinks is Toxie, isn't such a bad guy. And he says he's probably bipolar. Abraham Lincoln was bipolar. And what did he do? He freed the slaves. He's not so bad. And I'm bipolar, and I just really appreciate that. So thank you for the shout out, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD.
This has been brewing for a long time. That I know that Troma has its fan base, and that there are people who really enjoy it. But it's one of those worlds where, like, yeah, it's like it's splattery and ridiculous, but they also, so much of at least what I've seen, goes to that place of just like, man, I don't want to fucking sit through this. It's not my vibe at all. At least not anymore. And that might be a big part of it. I fully understand that I'm a little bit reactionary to this shit, because there's also this part of me that's very reactionary against the kind of person that I used to be, right? And that I don't fucking really appreciate and don't want to be anymore. But it's having gone on that tirade, I do want to say that first movie, I do think is really good at what it meant to, it set out to be. It's a perfect Mad Magazine, ridiculous, garbage pail kids parody of a superhero film, right? One of the things that drove me so nuts about the jump from the first one to parts two and three is that the shift from Sarah to Claire.
I got comments on that because that's what bothered me the most.
Yeah, because Sarah is like your classic fucking Lois Lane, whatever, like not like super innocent, like demure, like she could take care of herself, right? She's that archetype. And then from there she's just like this, you know, this stereotype just ditzy bimbo sort of thing. And it's I don't know, but that, like, again, the guy who played Melvin was fantastic. I thought the guys who played the first of all, the guys in the gang are called like Bozo is one of them, and what's the other one? Like who?
Not Tank. It's who, something Tox.
Who takes Bozo as like their cool fucking punk rock asshole nickname? That guy, I
Bozo
guess.
Does. Yeah.
And their performances, all of them, are so over the top in a amazingly campy way that I really enjoyed. And yes, it's like, we're killing people. Let's go drive people. It's a very Beavis and Butthead, let's go fucking mow people down in cars kind of thing. But I got a kick out of it. I thought it was a fun throwback to an era that I remember. And I at least very much appreciate that film, where it all went from there. Like I said, even the second and third one, I just thought they were way too long and there was way too much and way too boring. But that fourth one just fucking infuriated me.
The second and the third one, the second one in particular, first off, I never, ever, for the rest of my life, ever want to hear the song "It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing" ever, ever again.
I can't imagine why.
Why was that the only song that they had the rights for? Just over and over and over. And I watched it like 3 days ago, and I still have "It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing." It's still in there. Like, "It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing." That's
stop,
the rest
Michelle.
Of my
you
life.
Can stop. You can stop. It's fine. You
when
can
I,
let it go.
When I realized I was in store for more of that song, that's when I wrote in huge letters, "I am not having fun," on my clipboard and just stopped taking notes, because at that point it was just torture. The character of Sarah, like you were saying, she became Claire in movies 2 through 4 for whatever reason. I really liked the Sarah character. She was like a little ditzy, a little naive, I guess I would say. And then they just made her outright stupid in parts 2 through 4. And it's not that I'm opposed to having a character be stupid. It's that I thought she was way funnier when she had some substance that wasn't just being ditzy. So they kind of ruined that character that I really enjoyed from the first one. That was really unfortunate. Also with 2, I can tell that movie did not turn out the way that they expected it to, because there's no way that they put out a movie that is 90% a guy explaining in commentary what is happening, because there's not enough to tell you what's going on by watching it. I can't imagine that they put that out and went, "Yeah, that's exactly what we envisioned." Like, something went horribly, horribly wrong that this became two movies and didn't have enough footage to not do that.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because what I wanted to say here next was, I genuinely feel, because that's what I read. I don't remember specific. I think maybe it was on Wikipedia, and that's why they both came out in 1989. They set out to make a sequel to The Toxic Avenger after Troma's War was a complete disastrous failure that almost bankrupted the company or something like that. They came back with Toxic Avenger 2. But while they were making it, apparently they had so much extra footage that, and apparently it must have just all been effect, because, like, don't get me wrong, I love effects shots, I love practical effects, I love splatter, but this is, like, the fucking Dragon Ball Z fight of splatter films. These sequences just go on and on and on. And, like, watching those, and that's what they did. So they were like, oh, well, we'll just take some of this extra stuff and we'll add a few more things and we'll turn it into two movies and we'll release. I feel like, I don't know that I would have been, like, think that I had enjoyed it as much as I did the first one. I really do feel like if they had done the smart thing and taken what they had and said, okay, we have way more than we need. Let's be real genuinely honest and critical with ourselves. Trim out the 20% that is the least good of any of it. We don't even have to say it's bad. And just giving us one movie, I feel like this would be a 2 out of 3 it ain't bad situation for me, right? Like, one, I would have really liked. Two, have been like, eh, not my bag, but whatever. And then Citizen Toxie. Yeah, I was just baffled by that, because that's what I read that about those movies before I ever watched them. And then I watched them and I was like, how did anybody look at this and say, oh, there's enough great footage here for two films? Please. No, there wasn't. There was enough good footage there, I think, for one decent film, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't have much more to add outside of what we've already said.
I do. Are you familiar with any other trauma films, Michelle? Like, what else have you seen?
You told me to watch Kentucky Fried Movie, which I found way more offensive than just
Kentucky
than
Fried Movie is not a trauma film.
Is it not? Okay, well.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't know what else. Because that felt like a trauma film.
What?
Yeah. That felt like a trauma film. I am amazed that you're saying it's not. I mean,
the
I believe
Kentucky
you.
Kentucky Fried Movie. Oh,
God.
No, that was Zucker and Abrams. It's the same people
never
who did
mind.
Airplane.
I've got my my movie screwed up. Not Kentucky Fried Movie. There was something else, the fast food chain movie that you told me to watch that was definitely actually a trauma film.
Mm. I guess I don't know.
So aside from that
anyway.
So aside from these and the one that I don't remember the name of, I just had a lot of movies that had trauma like trailers on them, so I'd seen a lot of the trailers but I hadn't seen the actual movie.
Well, and then so there's the trauma films, right? Like the ones that are actually produced by Trauma, and then there was Trauma Team Video, where they started just like purchasing and distributing other stuff. Like there's a movie called Redneck Zombies that actually gets referenced in I believe either number 2 or number 3 of the Toxic Avenger. And the guy who made that movie, I think, worked on the special effects for those two films. His name's like Pericles something. I saw Redneck Zombies as a VHS rental in like 1998. It's, oh man, literally shot on VHS. Like, if you can find a copy of it, it's worth seeing to be like, how did anybody ever decide we would put this out and distribute it to the world? I mean, no offense intended. Honestly, there's really only, I haven't seen a lot of it. The stuff that I saw was a lot of the mid-90s to late-90s stuff. Romeo and Juliet
is, I know that one.
Just not my sort of thing at all. Again, it's that same sort of world they got into with these, like, 2 and 3 and moving towards just being repulsive, you know, being toilet cinema. And again, look, if that's your vibe, fine, whatever. It's not my game. There's one movie in the trauma canon that I will forever and ever love and take with me to my grave. It actually features an appearance by one Mr. Billy Bob Thornton, who I believe is an Oscar winner.
Okay.
And that movie is called Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town. That's right. I said Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town.
1989. That was a great year.
And it's exactly...
It's got a 4.1 on IMDb.
Well, it's exactly what it says it is. It's a movie about a female biker gang who get tied up fighting some zombies in a small town. Chopper Chicks and Zombie
that
Town.
That just says what's going to happen.
It's a fabulous
title. There is
a
Billy Bob Thornton in here.
Yeah? There yeah, you're damn is. Right it is. Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town is a movie that I owned on VHS from about 1997 until my VHS collection was destroyed accidentally in a storage disaster. But that's if you want to see a good trauma movie, that's what I'm getting at. Is go check out Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town. That one's pretty good.
There's a member of the cast named Sean, but they spell it S-H-O-N. And that's my only note about this film that I've never heard of before now. Sean, S-H-O-N.
You never seen any of the the Class of Nukem High films?
No, see, it's just not my thing. This is not my type of comedy at all, in the least. That's why I haven't watched them. I knew I wasn't going to have a good time. I was actually surprised that I somewhat liked 1 and 4. I really did not like 2 and 3, but 4 opens with them apologizing about 2 and 3, so I think they know that they're not the epitome
Michelle,
of greatness.
Mm-hmm. Did you not, if memory serves, watch a wonderful classic film by the name Poultrygeist Night of the Chicken Dead?
That's what I'm thinking of. A different poultry movie. That's the one. That's the one that I was like, that is so much more offensive to me.
Yeah, it's
but
terrible.
I guess we have our differences in what
Oof. I don't believe I ever said Poultrygeist Night of the Chicken Dead was a good movie.
You told me I should watch it.
Right. I did. Michelle, I feel like at this point you would understand that I would always combine "you need to see it" with "it fucking rules." And if all
True.
I said was "you need to see it," you should be prepared for some holy shit. It's like, is it
Mr.
good? Well,
using
I mean,
that.
You do need to see it.
on my wall, I have little cards that I call it my wall of unintentional compliments. And it's after somebody says something that like makes me feel really happy about myself, I write it down on a little card and I put it on my wall. And I'm going to start using "you need to see this" in place of what I usually say, and is where this card comes from. My friend Rachel, I have a card from her that says, "the fact that you describe the movie as both delightful and unbearably scary is why no one trusts you." And I wrote that and put it on the wall of unintentional compliments.
I mean, are they wrong?
Probably not.
No, they're absolutely not. No.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, "you need to see this," instead of saying, "you need to see this," because the movie is both delightful and unbearably scary. I think that was Hereditary that I was telling her about. And then I made her watch Hereditary and she was very unhappy about it.
You know, Michelle, you know what just happened just right here in the middle of this episode of this podcast?
Your audio quit working?
No, I was just talking all nice about how much I really enjoyed Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town. And then it dawned on me that I haven't watched Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town in about 20 years. And I don't know for sure if maybe... Christ. Now I got to go watch Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town. See if... To my memory, it's just a trauma-produced film. I don't believe that it was a Lloyd Kaufman film. No, Dan Hoskins made Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town. Oh, Hal Sparks is in that movie, too.
Who?
Hal Sparks.
Any relation to Jordan Sparks?
How do you not know who Hal Sparks is?
Hal
he was the
Sparks.
Talk Soup guy.
The what?
The Talk Soup guy.
I don't know what Talk Soup is.
Oh my God. I'm so old.
I'm just looking at Hal Sparks Soup.
Talk Soup.
He makes
it
soup?
Was a show on E! Where they showed you clips from various talk shows of funny things that happened.
Never heard of this.
Well, anyway, the point is Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town.
This guy's the epitome of the 90s. He has the goatee-iest goatee I've ever seen. His hair's spiky. He's got a single hoop earring. Oh, I would have had a crush on this guy when I was younger. Yeah. Not a, a lot of his pictures are clean shaven, but there's one where he looks like kind of a douchebag. And I went,
He looks like kind of a douchebag.
Yeah, that used to be my type. So glad it's not anymore.
Thankfully, at least, yeah, Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town was just a movie that they distributed. So, I mean, I still feel like I'm going to have to go back and watch it just to make sure I haven't recommended something that's actually problematic in ways that I don't remember because I was an asshole when I thought it was good. Not that I'm not an asshole still. I'm just an asshole in different ways. But anyway...
I have to say,
we really moved
into
the therapy portion of this. This part usually comes on up front.
On a serious note, I think it's good that you don't like what you used to find okay, and that you're willing to speak out about it, even though like you used to be that person.
Yeah, but that's also right. Right, but I also want to always maintain an awareness of that fact that also I have to keep in mind that these things do rub me as like as severely the wrong way as they do because of that specific connection to it. But
yeah, I get
also,
that.
Lloyd Kaufman is still an asshole and he can fuck off. Surf Nazis Must Die, that's a trauma film. Not the Lloyd Kaufman film, but it's a trauma film. That's a good one. I mean,
Lloyd Kaufman's interviews.
I guess I gotta stop saying any of these are good ones until I go back and revet them. But what could possibly be wrong with a movie with a badass title like Surf Nazis Must Die? Like,
wow, talking about Nazis, that would never be problematic. I'm sure everything is G-rated humor in that movie.
If you're saying the Nazis got to die and they all end up getting killed, then yes, fuck them.
I ain't got a problem
with portrayals of Nazis as long as they're getting their shit fucked up. You know what I mean? Indiana Jones and the fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark has Nazis all over the place. You know why I'm okay with it? Because they fucking melt their faces at the end.
But, like, the Nazis aren't offensive before that, aside from being Nazis. They're not, like, saying the N-word or something, are they?
Michelle,
because that's the difference between that and a trauma movie.
I would like to
that
point
might
out
happen.
The phrase that just came out of your mouth, and everybody has stopped listening now because we're not even remotely talking about the Toxic Avenger anymore. The phrase that just came out of your mouth is...
As I said it, I knew.
Is... I don't even remember what you said. I'm so baffled by it. It was something about how...
They weren't doing
Nazis
anything offensive besides
being
Nazis.
Anything offensive. But yes, yeah, they weren't doing anything offensive besides being Nazis. Which is only, like... I'm not saying... It's the worst, like the king of the worst things you could do. It's on the list, Michelle.
I know. Here's the problem. I have a microphone and I'm not good at getting my thoughts out.
I know.
It's so awful for anybody to give me this outlet. Because as I was saying, I was like, that's not what you mean.
I do feel like a lot of the coolest thing about trauma is I don't know who titled a lot of their films, or maybe they just got lucky and found a bunch of films that they could distribute and put out. That, but goddamn, they got some good titles. You know, Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town is a great title. Here's one called Dead Dudes in a House. That's got to be worth a look, right? That's one I've never even seen, but it's just called Dead Dudes in a House. You got Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, Class of Nukem High. One of my favorites, A Nymphoid Barbarian in Dinosaur Hell. That's a good one. what was the other one that I was really a fan of besides... Maybe that was it. A Nymphoid Barbarian in Dinosaur Hell. But that's... I do love Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town. You got to check that shit out.
I might actually go back and watch Sergeant Kabuki Man's actual movie.
Oh, God damn it, Michelle.
What?
Oh, no. How did I not? So we've been doing these holiday movies, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was going to suggest that in May, for Mother's Day,
we
do the 1980 slasher film Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
I very literally just now in this moment while we're recording this podcast have learned Mother's Day is a 1980 American rape and revenge slasher film directed, co-written, and produced by Charles Kaufman, brother of Troma Entertainment co-founder Lloyd Kaufman, and distributed by Troma Entertainment.
Well, that's okay because you already agreed to go with my suggestion like a week ago. So
oh, that's right. I did. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. It, like, the moment I heard revenge film from...
Hayekoff.
Oh, I guess it's... I guess, no, it's not a... How, well, why is this on... Okay, so now I'm
confused.
Our show
has just turned into JD gets high and Googles things.
I was just trying to say a decent amount of positive things about Troma because I felt really bad that I went off on that fucking tirade about, look, just don't be mean to kids and people who fucking don't punch down, you stupid fucking assholes. Knock it off.
I was going to say anybody vulnerable.
Jesus Christ.
It's not cool.
Shit's not funny.
And we know that
man.
Now.
God
and
damn it.
And it wasn't cool back then. We were just dumber about it.
Right. That's the point.
Yeah, I was 10.
We were just fucking dumber.
Yep.
God damn it. Yeah. Anyway, so definitely recommend you see the original Toxic Avenger. I thought it was really good. Michelle recommends that if you can stomach disgusting portrayals of stereotypes.
I wouldn't say I recommend any of these. I would not say, hey, you should watch these movies to anybody.
It's okay, that's fair.
The fact that I didn't mind significant chunks of one of them does not mean that I think anybody else should watch them.
So, yeah, Jesus.
Find them on your own.
We've probably said more about Troma than we ever should have, and that's fine. I am, I guess I'm watching fucking Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town again sometime soon. But, hey, it's official. They finally announced it on their end. We are a sponsor of the Chicago Horror Film Festival. I'm going to be there in May. We're going to be
with special guest Lloyd Kaufman.
Oh, fuck. I'll tell him. I'll be like, Lloyd Kaufman, you're a fucking asshole. I'll tell him to his face. I tell
he made
his
entire
face.
Career off of it. It wouldn't be like new news to him. He'd be like, yeah, that's why I have
like, yeah,
so
I'm,
much money.
I'm Lloyd Kaufman. Yeah. What did you say? Anyway.
Exactly.
No, it was super cool because we were under the impression that we were just going to be offered the opportunity to maybe do some quick interview spots with some of the filmmaker guests that are going to be there. And as it turns out, we're going to be redoing like a whole like live recording with guests and hopefully some people visiting the festival coming in to hang out and listen while we chat with the filmmaker guests. And I've never recorded anything in a live environment like that before, so hopefully it's not a complete disaster and we have some awesome content to bring to you guys. And that would be
cool. I don't know if me not being there will help or hinder. So you'll have to let me know.
Oh, it's going to hinder. It's going to hinder my panic reflexes. That's for sure. If okay. I got, well, Kevin is going to be there. He doesn't know it yet.
Kevin's going.
Yeah, he's, okay.
Oh,
he's Kevin's going to be there. No, he knows he's going to be there. What I was saying is he doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to make him be my cameraman all weekend. And so
oh,
we
good.
Can do like little videos and stuff, and
yeah.
Also he's gonna be
not
my,
on your phone though.
He's
right?
gonna be he's gonna be no, my phone's trash. It's he's gonna be my anxiety teddy bear is what he's gonna be.
I was gonna say your emotional support, Kevin.
This is, look, I understand that I probably got a little more medicated than I needed to, but I went on that
tirade. Yeah, you were barely on screen.
I went, well, nobody's watching, Michelle. This is a podcast. You don't have to. You don't have to tell them that I'm slouched over like a half dead man.
You're like, Jesus. I might be a little medicated. Your headphones are in front of your eyes.
First of all, Michelle, they can tell from the sound of my voice that I'm falling apart in my chair.
I know it's very funny though.
I feel like I have at least managed to maintain some level of composure. You can at least understand what I'm saying still. But
yeah, that's what I mean. You don't have to tell them. I need to tell them though. Hey, just so you know, I can only see half of his face, and half of it has a microphone and headphones directly in front of his forehead.
Yeah, in front of my forehead, not in front of my eyes.
He is not doing well.
Michelle, I'm doing very well. I'm having a good time.
You're just very
I'm just saying, when we record, this is what was going to happen if I was going to get through an episode about the Toxic Avenger franchise.
Yep, I'm glad for you.
I am very curious to see what this new Toxic Avenger is all about, because again, I do think it's an idea that that first movie was real solid, and it's an idea that could be played well. I will be curious to see how it goes. It's been getting a lot of good advanced press. So,
I am also, now that I've seen the initial, I'm like, I have no idea how they're going to make that in a way that is true to the original while being accepted in 2024.
Oh no. Oh no, Michelle.
Oh, you still there? Oh.
I am. Hang on just a minute. Hang on.
I can hear you again. Oh no.
Oh no, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Now I can.
You can? Excellent. Oh. No, something happened with my phone there for just a moment, but it's fine. We're all still here. We're all still recording. What were you saying?
I will be surprised if they can make the new Toxic Avenger true to the original, but good for 2024.
Oh yeah, there's no way they could ever make it true to the original and get it released in 2024. No, but yeah. We need to wrap this up, Michelle. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I am over-medicated, and I need to go to bed, and I need to stop talking about fucking Troma and Lloyd Kaufman.
Don't worry. Troma can never get you again. You never have to watch another movie by them.
I have to go watch Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town at least one more time.
Oh, no.
Shit. Well,
I am looking forward to your recap of that, because there's no way in hell I'm watching it after I was the only one who stuck to our plan of watching all four Toxic Avengers.
I have to watch Nymphoid Barbarian and Dinosaur Hell, which with a title like a Nymphoid Barbarian, I'm sure it's going to be real pleasant.
Also, Dead Guys in the House.
And Surf Nazis Must Die and Dead Dudes in the House.
God
damn
it. Huge Troma fan.
Who came up with these titles? Fuck. Jesus.
Not me.
Well, oh, should we, Michelle, this has gone on way too long. Should we be done?
Yes, because I have to work in 4 hours.
Okay, which one of us should say goodnight?
You know what? Say goodnight, JD.
Goodnight, Michelle.
Bye.
For more horror content, visit WeWatchShudder.com, where you'll find our world-famous, patent-pending Ghoul blog and Squelch files, as well as a schedule of upcoming episodes. Find us on social media at WeWatchShudder on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and I guess Twitter if you're still doing that for whatever reason. You can email us. mail@WeWatchShudder.com is the address. mail@WeWatchShudder.com. You can even call and leave us a voicemail, 701-566-9510. No, really, 701-566-9510. Give it a shot, see what happens. We Watch Shudder is a production of Rat Factory Media.